Back in the 70s, when people in my generation had gone to Asia, learned the Dhamma, came back to teach, one of the teachings they brought back, of course, was the practice of the Brahma Viharas, the practice of extending goodwill to all, compassion to all, empathetic joy to all, and equanimity to all. Of course, the word all includes extending these attitudes to yourself. And the teachers then found that most people had trouble extending goodwill to themselves. They had trouble saying, may I be happy. They thought it was superficial, or they just couldn't get their hearts around it. And gradually, over the years, there was a change. Until now, younger generations seem to have no problem extending goodwill to themselves. They feel that they deserve to be happy. Of course, both attitudes are extremes. The first attitude seems to come maybe from Judeo-Christian background, where suffering is regarded as a virtue. Or at the very least, it keeps you alert. You learn from your mistakes. And if you don't keep on suffering, you'll forget that indulgence is bad. That, of course, is the extreme of self-torture in a middle way. The other attitude, that you deserve happiness, you deserve a reward just for participating, whether you participate well or not, that's the extreme of sensory indulgence. If you really want to develop proper attitude toward happiness, you have to find the middle. And what is the middle? Remember, the Buddha said all skillful qualities come from heedfulness. What makes them skillful? Well, they're the proper answer to that question that lies at the beginning of discernment. What, when I do it, will lead to my long-term harm and suffering? What, when I do it, will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? So basically, developing heedfulness is what you want. Heedfulness is the realization that your actions make a difference between good and bad results. And there are dangers within the mind, dangers outside, of course, but also, more importantly, dangers in the mind. But it's possible to avoid those dangers through being skillful. So the attitude is trying to maintain a sense of heedfulness, enjoying the results of your heedful actions. Remember, the Buddha didn't say he would teach only those people who didn't deserve to suffer. He taught the end of suffering for everybody who was willing to take on the path, regardless of what your past has been. It requires having a healthy attitude toward happiness, a healthy attitude toward suffering. But you can learn from your suffering. But suffering in and of itself doesn't constitute a virtue. You're working for happiness, and it's not a selfish quest. Because remember, where does true happiness come from? Where does true happiness come from? It comes from within, from developing your own inner qualities, virtue, concentration, discernment, heedfulness, ardency, resolution. Now, developing happiness through these things doesn't take anything away from anyone else. No one else is deprived by your happiness. In fact, it's the responsible way to look for happiness in the world. As for the other extreme, that's more like the gospel of wealth, gospel of prosperity. The old belief was that God punished those he loved to make them better people. Now the attitude is God rewards those that he loves, regardless of what they've done. He shows it in sensual pleasures, happiness, wealth. That's very heedless. It's because of that kind of attitude that other people feel a little bit embarrassed about the desire to be happy. Remember, the Buddha was afraid of sensual pleasures because they made you heedless. Of course, not all sensual pleasures do that, but the fascination with planning for sensuality is a heedless pursuit. Sensual pleasures come and go, and as long as they don't have a bad effect on the mind, and the Buddha says not all sensual pleasures have a bad effect on the mind, then they're okay. It's only when they give rise to more greed, aversion, and delusion, that's when they're a problem. Which means that when you wish for the happiness of yourself and the happiness of others, you're not saying, may you be happy in all kinds of ways. May you be happy in skillful ways. May all living beings be happy means may all living beings be heedful. May I be happy means may I be heedful. When you think in these ways, then you can avoid the two extremes. And the Buddha said, we're ignoble. Notice that even making yourself feel noble about suffering, the Buddha says, actually is ignoble. That was probably, when he gave his first Dharma talk, that's probably the most shocking thing he said to his attendants, the five brethren. They thought that the path of self-punishment was a noble path. He said, nope, that's an ignoble extreme. On a par with the ignoble extreme of total sensual indulgence. To try to develop a mature attitude toward your happiness. There's nothing bad about being happy. But you have to be heedful in pursuing your happiness, in protecting your happiness, in realizing that you want a happiness that's responsible. Self-indulgence and sensuality tends to be pretty irresponsible. You don't think about the consequences, either for yourself or for others. Which we see all around as people just pursuing their urges, their sensual whims. And creating a lot of damage. But that doesn't mean happiness has to be irresponsible. As the Buddha said, this is the responsible way to look for happiness. Train yourself within. Being generous doesn't take anything away from anyone else. Being virtuous doesn't take anything away. Meditating doesn't take anything away. And the results that come are happiness that has no boundaries. When you sell something to somebody else, that creates a boundary. That only the exchange of goods and money can overcome. And even then, the boundary is still there. Whereas when you give, it's like you're treating one another as members of the same family. You find happiness, the recipient finds happiness. You behave in a virtuous way to other people. The fact that you're not harming them is good for them, good for their happiness. The fact that you're meditating is good for you, good for the people around you. To have a mature attitude toward happiness, the happiness the Buddha recommends, is worth pursuing. Requires that you be heedful and responsible. So may all living beings be heedful. That's the attitude we should all have.